Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges we all face, which during today's show will have us focusing on higher ego power and difficulty forming close, loving, and connective relationships with family members and friends. The ones that involve our husband, wife, or partner, our sons and daughters, our girlfriend or boyfriend, our brothers and sisters, our mom and dad, as well as close friends, that are often needing some repair. Some of them due to over-involvement, enmeshment, or over-attachment going on in the relationship. Some of them due to lack of involvement, emotional distance, and emotional detachment, again, going on in the relationship. Before going deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity that can be affecting relationships that could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Difficulties often rooted in the nature of our ego energy. Ego stupidity that can be impacting our efforts to achieve and to be successful, to experience a sense of meaning to our life, coming to know our life's purpose, and getting on with our life's work. Difficulties often rooted in the nature of our ego energy. Ego stupidity affecting one's ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, rooted in ego energy. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, many nowadays acquired from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine happiness, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unneeded anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If you're an intelligent, spiritual, mentally stable person, and you are, and things aren't going as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, nothing to do with the absence of spirituality, and nothing to do with mental instability. It has a lot more to do with our ego energy serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experience have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. Today's show will continue our focus involving the formation of close and loving and connected relationships involving our family and friends, which you have taught me is an important area of life that impacts the quality of our lives and the ability to be and live the best version of ourselves. Unfortunately, many people, probably most, are getting less rather than more out of the relationship they could have with their husband, wife, or partner, their boyfriend or girlfriend, their son or daughter, their brother or sister, or their mom or dad. Many are often settling for less rather than getting more out of what they can get in these relationships. I understand that it takes two to tango, but the solution, the better, the improvement, the end of the settling, often begins or includes you. It's not a one-way street, but many act as if it is. You need to change. I don't. To make the point more vividly, I want to repeat what I think is a startling statistic. 80% of people who get married do not end up happily married. And breaking that down just a little bit, 53% end up getting divorced, according to current statistics. And about 25% remain in unfulfilling relationships in which they are settling for less rather than getting more out of the relationship. Both the divorce group, the 53%, and the settling group, the 25%, are getting caught up in conflicts, often long-standing ones, over finances, parenting, sex, in-laws, and many more that are often just the surface issues, reflecting what's going on beneath the surface where the ego energy fuel is operating, the nature of their ego energy, and what it's doing to the quality of their ability to communicate, to compromise, to express and receive compassion, and to create within the relationship in ways to solve the inevitable problems that come to all relationships is unrecognized. Each are tools that can be brought to bear in working with these surface issues, but that's not happening when ego energy is unhealthy and imbalanced. Each of the tools can be used to help small problems stay small problems or vanish, rather than becoming bigger problems, or preventing the unresolved problem pile from building up, which often happens. Have you noticed how people often repeat the same problems in new relationships? What's the constant? They are. And more specifically, their unchanged ego energy. Again, during today's show, we'll be looking at the impact of higher ego power on forming close, loving, connective relationships with family and friends. People with higher ego power experience an intense sense of being able to influence and control what's taking place in their life, and this includes relationships. They are good candidates to exploit, manipulate, dominate, neglect, or abuse others in relationships due to their sense of over-empowerment within their life, which is coming forth from their ego energy. This can often lead them to seek to dominate their wife, husband, or partner, their boyfriend or girlfriend, their children, and other loved ones. They have difficulty making use of the tools needed to grow loving, connective, and mature relationships, because they often insist on one-way communication, in which they do most of the talking, while listening poorly, if at all, to their spouse or partner and other family members. Because in some respects, this risks the loss of control that they want to hold on to. They often have trouble participating in compromises that meet the needs and wishes of others, as again, this represents a threat to their needs for control. They often have difficulty expecting and accepting compassion for their difficulties, because to do so would represent an acknowledgement of weakness on their part that again would threaten their needs for control. And they also often fail to contribute to the growth of the relationship via welcoming the creative contributions of their wife, husband, or partner, boyfriend or girlfriend, and again, other family members or loved ones, because this threatens the sense of control they want to hold on to. they always seem to think they're the smartest person in the room with all of the better ideas. And they often fail to see that they may be winning the battles, so to speak, the conversations, but losing the war, that being the relationship, be it with their husband, wife, or spouse, son or daughter, and so on. A lot of ego stupidity going on there. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, millions of people experience these difficulties, as there are billions of people on the planet, and everyone has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the dictator, the narcissist, the control freak, and the bully that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or somebody you know, live with, or work with is experiencing any of the symptoms. Ego stupidity and ego impact on spiritual wellness affecting the formation of close, loving, connective relationships that I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you because you're the only one living you 24/7. Okay, we're going to go on now talking about some of the symptoms that indicate if a higher ego power voice is talking to and through you in your life or the life of someone that you know. And the very first symptom is that you dominate conversations with your wife, husband, or partner, or other family members by doing a lot more talking and a lot less listening. The higher ego power person enjoys the control that comes from having control of conversations. So some questions connected to this. Do you like to hear the sound of your voice? Does the only thing you have to say matter to you? So you don't spend a lot of time thinking that other people's ideas, other loved ones' ideas matter nearly as much as yours do. Do you like conversations where you're doing most of the talking rather than doing any listening, if any at all? And do you have difficulty realizing when you're dominating conversations? People with higher ego power have a reduced sense of self-awareness of actually what's going on when they're interacting with people. And they don't know or realize that they're taking control, that they're dominating the conversations because their needs for control overwhelm this awareness. So this is the first symptom having to do with dominating conversations. When this is happening, this is your ego energy talking to and through you. The voice of ego is at work in you. Another symptom. You think hearing and listening are the same thing. So people with higher ego power think that because they are hearing people say words or thoughts, that means the same thing as actually listening to them, making an effort to understand the other person's views, the other loved one's views or ideas, and the reasons perhaps why they think them. So some questions connected to this. Do you think that hearing the words that your loved ones say to you qualifies as listening to them, so that it's just enough if I stop talking and you say what you need to say and I hear the sounds that you make, the words that you say, and that counts, as truly listening, but it doesn't? Or do you think that hearing the words your loved ones say to you qualifies as understanding them? Again, kind of overlapping the first question, that hearing and understanding are the same thing, which they are not. Do you spend time preparing your response, almost like your counterpunch, rather than pausing to really listen to your wife or your husband, your girlfriend or boyfriend or your kids? In a way, when you're thinking of your response, what you're trying to do is regain the control you want to have because you feel it's slipping away in their better ideas that they may be expressing. And that's more important, the control you want to have rather than the quality of the ideas that you or somebody else has. So those are some of the questions that are tied in with the symptom of equating thinking and hearing and listening as being the same thing, and they truly are not. Another symptom, you think closeness is happening when you get your loved ones to think, feel, and act the way you do. So the notion of closeness becomes very much linked to the control. When you're controlling them and they are becoming replicas in the way you would approach things, you feel that, you experience that as closeness. So do you treat loved ones as second-class citizens whose ideas and opinions are mattering less than yours, or only when they agree with yours? When they agree with you, they're reinforcing your sense of having the control that you need to have. Do you experience a sense of distance when loved ones are disagreeing with you to the point of becoming angry? When they are disagreeing with you, this threatens the loss of control on your part, and it makes you feel disempowered, and you don't like that feeling, so you try to remove it. Do you realize that you formed a very tight connection, be closeness, connection, and control, that this is something that's going on that you don't have an awareness of what's going on? Another symptom. You often think that compromise with loved ones is uncalled for, or maybe even stupid, because you have the better ideas. So is it difficult for you to give in to what others want? In a way, it feels disempowering when you compromise and maybe you go with somebody else's approach rather than your own. Are you in love with your thinking, so in love that it shouldn't be questioned with the use of compromise? It's empowering to think your ideas are the best, and compromise challenges that possibility. Is it difficult for you to recognize the needs of others when they compete with your own? This need for control just blinds you to the needs of other people because your needs are the only ones that matter. Your needs and getting them met leave you with feeling in control of things. Recognizing those needs, meaning the other person's needs, means you have to give up some control, and you're not very good at that. Compromise represents sharing control, again, something you're not very good at. So compromise is difficult because it reflects the need or an ability to share control, which you're not too good at. Another symptom. You think expressing compassion to loved ones and receiving compassion is weakness. The idea of expressing compassion to loved ones, expressing warm sensitivity, you associate with being weak and a loss of control, or to receive compassion is the same issue. It risks you losing control because it's an acknowledgement of a weakness that you don't want people to think you have. So do you have difficulty saying warm, loving words and displaying these kinds of gestures to your spouse or partner, or maybe your children? Again, sensitivity is disempowering to you. Do you feel weakened when you do that, when you actually are trying to be or have been compassionate? Do you refuse words and gestures of support and warmth and understanding from loved ones as if you don't need them? Because if you were to accept them, that's another way of saying I'm weaker, I'm not as in much control as I want to be. So control is a very big issue for people with higher ego power. We're going to come up on our first break. When we return, I have a couple more symptoms I want to talk about before we go into the reflections of ego stupidity. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact, without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. We're going to continue talking about a couple more symptoms connected to today's topic, which involves people experiencing higher ego power energy and how it can impact their ability to form close, loving, connected relationships with loved ones, which can be their husband, wife, or partner, their boyfriend or girlfriend, son or daughter, and anyone else who you would qualify as a loved one. So the next symptom is that you don't think it's necessary to clarify or to explain yourself to loved ones. People with higher ego power don't feel the need or don't want to explain more deeply what their thinking is, what their decisions are about. And a lot of times they do these kinds of things that I'm going to ask you to think about. Do you put your husband, wife, or partner, or girlfriend, boyfriend, so on a need-to-know basis, meaning that I'm only going to tell them what they need to know, or I think they need to know. And so this gets into the power of withholding information. And this gets into telling them less rather than more about what's going on. Does it make you angry when you're pressed to be more forthcoming than you're being? People with higher ego power don't like to be pressed because that threatens the loss of control. They're very sensitized to this whole control thing. I've been saying this a lot, but it's so intense for these people. And the lower or the higher the volume is, when you start to get into 9 or 10, it gets to be really very different for these people when it comes to being asked to explain more. Does it make you uncomfortable to be completely truthful with those who deserve to know the whole truth? Again, that discomfort is because it's taking you out of your comfort zone, the comfort zone being I have control over pretty much everything. I'm going to talk about one more symptom. You want to be the person who decides when to try new or different things. So in the relationship, when it comes to creating and contributing, you want to experience being the empowerment of being the creator, the control of being the creator. So maybe you think that because you're paying for things, that you always get to decide, that entitles you to decide things. Or is it difficult for you to give in or go along, maybe in the name of promoting family unity, you know, being a good sport, even if it's not something you want to do? Or do you drop out of things physically or emotionally because it wasn't your idea? You know, you just disengage because your participation in some respects is about surrendering control over to other people in the situation, and you can't do that, or you can't do it very long. So these are some of the symptoms. I did not get to all of them, but you can see them in the free download of It's Your Ego Stupid on my website, egoandspirit.info. You don't have to have each of the symptoms or any of them all the time. But the more you do have of them and the more of them that you do have, the stronger the indication that you're experiencing higher ego power, which needs to be healed. And you also need to consider the symptoms over time to get a clearer picture of what's going on. Because our ego energy can hide quite well from us, even though it's often in plain sight for others to see. Hiding from us due to the prism or the filter, the lens we're looking through to know ourselves and our life. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher ego power's ability, person's ability to form these close, loving, connected relationships, some of the various ways that over-empowerment is showing up in your relationship with loved ones or in the loved ones that other people that you know with higher ego power. Now, some of these can seem strange or weird or wrong or funny or inappropriate, and that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with higher ego power, it's leading them to engage in these ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors particularly those involving the formation of close relationships, it can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things they think or feel or do are normal when they aren't. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in, but others often can because they aren't looking at them through the same ego energy prism that the higher ego power person is looking through to see them and see what's taking place. And this has nothing to do with their intelligence or the absence of spirituality or being under the influence of a mental illness. Again, we're all intelligent, spiritual, and mentally stable people who can get caught up in the web of an abnormal world of our own making due to our unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy. And we can stay stuck there until we heal the energy within us that leads us to create them. We do that with the use of ego medicine, consisting of knowing what ego is and isn't, getting to the truth of ego. Also, tuning into our ego energy, getting a handle on the volume level of our ego power, ego flexibility, and ego vulnerability, which I assist you through my website, my books, and this podcast. And also being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created with those that are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. The next part of our program is going to deal with that third contributor, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality, the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with higher ego power often bring into forming these close relationships. So here's the first one. The relationship is close when loved ones are thinking, feeling, and doing what I want them to do. So the definition of closeness has to do with people agreeing with or doing or thinking and feeling what I want them to do. So in a way, what you're actually saying is that the control is the basis for feeling close, connected, and sharing love in the relationship, which is not reality-based thinking. When your ego energy is in a healthy, balanced place, this gets replaced with the thought that I need to share control in the relationship with my wife, husband, and other loved ones. So when you're thinking that the relationship is close due to your being able to control them, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection. Similar to what I said earlier, hearing is the same as listening. This gets into buying into the nonsense that hearing sounds is the same as experiencing and understanding what people are saying. That's not right. That's sort of like saying that if you listen to somebody speak a foreign language that you're not familiar with, that you get the meaning. That isn't any more accurate than the idea of just hearing people say words means that you're really listening. People with higher ego power are not willing to get to know or understand loved ones by listening to them. So when your ego power is balanced and healthy, you want to listen to your spouse, son, or daughter. Until then, when you're thinking that hearing is the same as listening, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection. I am of ego stupidity. I am the most important person in the conversation taking place with loved ones. People with higher ego power elevate their sense of importance. That's a non-reality-based thought. I think most of you probably realize, except for those with higher ego power. A non-reality-based thought connected to feeling more empowered than other loved ones, be it your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, and so on. A non-reality-based thought that feeds into feeling justified to control what's taking place in the conversation. That sense of elevated importance leads you to think that I can control the nature of the conversation. When your ego power is healthy and balanced, you begin to think and live the awareness that all are equally important. So everybody's thinking and ideas are just as important in mind, and they have to be shared. So when you're thinking that you're the most important person in the conversation taking place, it's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection. I don't have to compromise if I'm right. people with higher ego power have a real difficult time because they lock on to the idea that they're right about things. This is a non-reality-based thought, often led into by the distortion, I'm always right. People with higher ego power often think they are always right about things, so why should I need to compromise? And also that being right is often relative to what a person's version of right is. But this is something that escapes people with higher ego power. So being right is often really like a cover story for getting things my way and holding on to the control. I can hold on to the control because I'm right. When your ego power is healthy and balanced, you realize the need to consider everyone's version of what's right in order to find compromises. But when you're thinking, I don't have to compromise if I'm right, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection, I don't have to explain myself if I'm right. A little building on to the previous one, I don't have to explain myself if I'm right. A non-reality-based thought rooted in maintaining control. When you're not actually right, that person exaggerates their sense of being right and that they don't need to explain themselves, because if they had to explain themselves, they may find out how right they aren't. They want to avoid the details that can expose when they're not right, which you would find disempowering if you're found to be wrong. They can't be wrong, because that risks losing control. This risks the loss of power and control that you want to hold on to. And when your ego power is healthy and balanced, you respect the need to offer clarification. It's okay for you to do that. But when you're thinking, I don't have to explain myself if I'm right, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to share one more reflection before we talk about ego insights. I should decide whether we're going to try new or different things with loved ones. This gets into the creation part of a relationship. A non-reality-based idea connected to some surface justification involving maybe one's age, I'm older so I know better, or intelligence, I'm smarter than you, experience, I have more experience than you don't, I'm more important than you are, I'm paying for things. That's actually rooted in your needs for control. All that defaults back to the need for control when you start to use those reasons. Deciding what's going to happen or not happen needs to feel in control. And this is one reason why many teenagers want to drop out of family activities when parents are too controlling. When your ego power is healthy and balanced, you recognize the need for input in determining things that are going to happen in the relationship. Until then, when you think I should decide whether we're going to try new or different thinking with loved ones, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Okay, we're going to shift over now to talking about some insights. Insights connected to the symptoms and the ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to forming close relationships. These insights are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness if you have higher ego power, or if they do, and that meaning a loved one, and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties forming close, loving, connected relationships. Here's the first insight. Your higher ego power voice is leading you to trust more in yourself than others, and that's weakening the quality of communication, compromise, compassion, and creativity that you're bringing to the relationship. It's leading to control and lack of trust, leading to you to insist on one-way communication. I talk, you listen. Also, that control and lack of trust is leading you to be less willing or unwilling to compromise. Also, that control and lack of trust is leading you to be less compassionate in fear that this will be a weakness that's going to be exposed. And also, control and lack of trust is leading you to think that you must be responsible for shaping what is happening in relationships. When you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. Another insight. Your higher ego power voice stops you from realizing that your understanding of closeness is rooted in how much you can control others. You may feel close to them, but they don't feel close to you. And these relationships are likely to end because you don't realize how good it isn't. Many times you're going to be blindsided because the closeness is only illusion. It's a one-sided closeness. You feel close to them, but they don't feel close to you, and you're going to be shocked when they leave, and they will eventually leave. If not physically, they will leave you emotionally. This is sort of what happens when loved ones who have been compelled by you to be sycophants begin to show their true colors when they're no longer beholding to you, and in some cases write tell-all books. When you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. Another insight. Your higher ego power voice is preventing you from realizing that you're not really trying to listen or to pay attention or to understand your loved ones. And that's undermining the quality of communication, compromise, compassion, and creativity that you're able to bring into forming these close, loving, connected relationships. Your intense needs for control are getting in the way of doing all of that. When you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. And when I say fully awaken, I'm talking about not just experiencing an intellectual insight, but also an experiential insight, meaning you can actually be and live the awareness that you form around what's been taking place, hopefully sooner rather than later. Another insight, your higher ego power voice is preventing you from realizing that the quality of your communication is weaker than you think it is. So your quality is actually poor. You think it's really good, but it's not. It's weaker. Force, meaning controlling behavior, doesn't equal effectiveness. That is, unless you want relationships to be like a dictatorship. The quality of your communication is going down as the quantity of your words is going up. In a way, the more you say, the less you say. And you're creating distance rather than closeness by imposing yourself and your ideas on loved ones. When you fully awaken, both intellectually and experientially, you'll be able to see all of this. One more insight before we take our next break. Your higher ego power voice is preventing you from realizing the disservice you're doing to loved ones and the relationship when failing to allow them to be a full participant in it. In a way, you're pushing them away. You're not pulling them closer. You're treating them as if they're egoless or humanless. They don't exist in that way of being for you. And you are also fostering underlying feelings of anger and resentment and frustration. They often have to swallow and live with until they can be free of you. This could be a wife, husband, or boyfriend. It could be a girlfriend. It could be a son or a daughter. Hopefully, I can help you awaken sooner before that ends up happening. But when you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we're going to talk about a few more insights and then move on to talk about ego's impact on our spiritual wellness when higher ego power energy is at work. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. During the last part of today's program, we're going to continue by talking about some more of the insights that are connected to higher ego power and its impact on close relationships, forming these close, connective, and loving relationships with our husband or wife or partner or boyfriend or girlfriend, our son or daughter, and other loved ones that are in our familial makeup. And then we'll go on and talk a little bit about ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. So we continue with the talking about insights. The next insight is that your higher ego power is preventing you from realizing there is an important process going on beneath compromises that you're missing because you're overly focused on the content of the choice or decision that needs to be made, which you're not recognizing that this is a process in which you're failing to communicate respect for others. So important to relationships, but you're failing to communicate respect. This is a process in which you're failing to share control in the relationship, and it's failing to make it safer for others and allowing them to get closer to you or more easily. You're making it unsafe to be connected to you by others. Also, this is a process in which you're failing to say, I care about you. Compromise, when we work toward it, is another way of saying to somebody, I care about you. I can feel for your needs. Unfortunately, this is not what's happening for people with higher ego power. But when you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. Again, hopefully sooner rather than later. Another insight, your higher ego power is preventing you from realizing that expressing and receiving compassion from loved ones is a sign of strength, not weakness. That displaying sensitivity and empathy for the needs and the weaknesses of yourself and others, well, it conveys support and understanding and a genuine willingness to be close and connected to them. And this has nothing to do with having control over them. That sending and receiving kind words and gestures is reflecting your ability to be completely open and vulnerable when appropriate. So when you fully awaken to your higher ego power energy and what's going on and the damage you're doing, you'll be able to see all of this. Again, hopefully sooner rather than later. Another insight, your higher ego power voice is preventing you from realizing that when you fail to clarify or explain yourself, that's actually creating distance from loved ones. Because people start to think you're hiding things from them. And you often are. They start to fill in blanks about what you're not telling them and why. And this often builds distrust. Probably the worst enemy of forming a close relationship is distrust. The worst things that can happen in a relationship. And they're also forming doubts about who you really are. So they don't know who they're forming a relationship with when you're withholding things that may seemingly be important to them. So when you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. And one more insight. Your higher ego power stops you from knowing that controlling the creative process of relationships is impacting their growth. So when you want to be the decider in chief and make all the decisions about what's going to take place in the relationship, that's undermining the creative process. This oftentimes creates boredom in the relationship. Even if your ideas are good, you may have good quality ideas, but it just becomes rather boring. This often creates resentment from ignoring the interests of others. People may often quietly resent you for failing to include them in the decisions in the creation. This can often create anger if people are forced to fall in line with your wishes involving routines or traditions or activities. This whole idea that my way or the highway doesn't work when it comes to forming loving, close, connective relationships. And so when you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. These are some of the reflections of ego stupidity and insights involving ego's voice. Again, there are many more in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid, available as a free download. Okay, we're going to shift now to talking about higher ego power and its impact on our spiritual wellness when it comes to forming close, loving, connective relationships. We're going to talk about ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego energy is getting in the way, ego is getting in the way of being the unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love that God is in our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors as we go about forming these close relationships. Ego is getting in the way of being able to recognize the presence of God in ourselves by honoring and respecting ourselves and others at all times and in all places as we go about forming close relationships. Ego is getting in the way of being able to access the healing and transformative energy that God is within ourselves when we work with human and divine truth to form close relationships. Again, each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. So here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego power. We'll start with being the love God is. People with higher ego power have difficulty being spiritually well and forming close relationships when needs for power and control over loved ones are undermining the offering of unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love within these relationships. Your divinity doesn't involve imposing control over the communication, the compromise, the compassion, or creation taking place in these relationships. It doesn't allow for you to undermine full and meaningful participation by your husband or your wife or your partner or girlfriend or anybody else that's in your inner circle of closeness in order to meet your needs for power and control. When you're imposing conditions for offering and receiving love from others, from love from loved ones in the service of your empowerment, you're not being the love God is. When you're undermining the opportunities for full and meaningful communication and compromise and compassion and creativity in the service of your empowerment, you're not being the connective love God is. When you're burdening loved ones with meeting requirements fashioned by you in order to offer to them and receive their love in the service of your empowerment, you're not being the unburdened love God is. And when you're limiting the amount of love you're giving and receiving and treating it as though it is a commodity in the service of your empowerment, you're not being the love God is. So when all of this is happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with higher ego power have difficulty being spiritually well and forming close relationships when their needs for power and control are leading them to dishonor their wife, husband, partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, son, daughter, everybody, with thoughts of being less worthy or unworthy of meaningful participation within close relationships via the communication, compromise, compassion, and creation taking place within it. Your divinity involves the opportunity for full participation of all loved ones as you honor and respect what they have to contribute. When you're dishonoring loved ones by treating your thoughts and words as being more important in the service of your needs for power and control, you're not being the life God is. When you're refusing to find compromises and solutions that respect the needs and feelings of loved ones due to your needs for power and control, you're not being the life God is. When you're failing to honor and respect the feelings and the needs of loved ones with empathy and compassion, again, due to your needs for power and control, you're not being the life God is. And when you're not welcoming and honoring the contributions of loved ones in order to grow the relationship, due to your needs for power and control, you're not being the life God is. So when all of this is happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Last, we're going to talk about being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. Being able to recognize the availability of healing and transformative energy within your being when you're connected to human and divine truth. As I've said before, this is a capacity 3 million years in the making. Your and my divine age are built on the love, life, and energy God is, which has led to your and my incredible design. Though our human ages may be different, our divine ages are all the same, because we all began from the same starting point and the same source, be it God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, or Great Spirit, as you know this source. People with higher ego power have difficulty being spiritually well and forming close, connective, and loving relationships when their healing and transformation is weakened by their inability to participate fully, meaningfully, and authentically within relationships involving loved ones. The root of these difficulties involving their intense needs for power, control, and influence over loved ones. Your divinity involves healing and transformation in which the truth of who you and loved ones are is being fully represented, acknowledged, and respected, including areas where there is needed growth. It involves healing and transformation in which healthy relationships with your husband, wife, or partner, girlfriend, boyfriend, and so on serve as an opportunity for this to take place. When your needs for power and control are distancing you from truth and understanding within communications involving loved ones, you're not being the energy God is. When your needs for power and control are distancing you from the truth and understanding that serve as the basis for meaningful compromise, you're not being the energy God is. When your needs for power and control are distancing you from the truth and understanding that serve as the basis for genuine compassion for loved ones, you're not being the energy God is. When your needs for power and control are distancing you from the truth and understanding that welcomes creation and contributions from loved ones in order to grow the relationship, you're not being the energy God is. So when all of this is happening, you're disconnecting from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, I want to say that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be, which is what happens when ego is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle. Now I want to offer you a frame of reference for knowing when you're healing from higher ego power and are able to form close relationship with family and friends. All the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and ego's impact on spiritual wellness I referred to earlier was when ego was speaking for you and through you. When you're healing your higher ego power, this is what your voice will be speaking. An excerpt from The Two Voices Within. I have come to develop genuine respect for my partner, a person who can never become me in their way of living life and does not need to become me. I can see the need to genuinely listen to what my partner is saying, rather than just treating them as voicing idle words to fill space in a conversation. I can see how disrespectful I have been in my deafness to my partner's thoughts, and I have come to understand the importance of their needs within the process of making decisions. I can see the weakness rather than power in striving too often, if not always, to get my way. I recognize that my partner has much more to offer me in our relationship than I ever knew, though my needs for power and control had blocked my ability to see these contributions. The lifelessness within our relationship has become clearly evident to me, and I recognize how destructive I had been to it. The word compromise now appears within my vocabulary, and I recognize its importance in being connected to my partner. I now want to create with my partner rather than for my partner what can be within our relationship, a creation that is impossible when my own contributions to the relationship are fueled solely by my need for power, a creation greater than what one can do alone. Again, the words of your voice when healing from higher ego power. As we leave our focus on higher ego power and difficulty forming close, loving relationships, give some thought to the symptoms, the ego stupidity, and insights I've shared with you. If you'd like to take things a little further involving today's program, I recommend looking at chapters 3 and 9 from It's Your Ego Stupid, chapters 1 and 7 from The Two Voices Within, and chapter 7 from Ego Spiritualism. I hope what I've shared with you will serve as a dose of ego medicine, and if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. Next week's program will focus on lower ego flexibility and difficulty forming close, loving, connected relationships for people experiencing that energy. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid on the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. I want you to have a great week, and please come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.